This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Jackie J's audio for Drag Her. Ooh. I've been a little hot lately, so I'm going to turn mine down just a pinch.
Okay, cute.
Testing. Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Testing.
It's better to be a little quiet than to be hot.
Isn't that, I know, my poor lovely Clementine, she's learning that. I'm so loud too. So we'll try. Okay, let's do a clap just in case that helps her.
Yeah.
A 1, 2, 3 clap.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Wow. That was really synced up on my end.
I know. It worked for me too.
Yeah.
Well, hey, everybody. You are listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast, available to you on the internet anywhere in time, honey. And I'm so gagged to have this guest, longtime friend, wonderful person, host of Natch Butte, a beauty goddess, who's like literally coming for Rihanna with the pregnancy glam. And it's none other than the one and only Jackie Johnson. Jackie!
Hi, Mono. Do you remember us interning together at UCB?
Yes.
When we were like 3 years old?
Yes, when we were 3 years old, we were still filling our diapers with shit.
We were shitting ourselves and we needed help.
We had a good time. We had a great time. Yeah, so we know each other from Comedy World, UCB World. Mm-hmm. We interned together,
which
I felt like a superstar carrying out UCB Theater's trash. Like,
I felt
it was such a privilege.
That's how they trained us.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you should be lucky to be cleansing this urinal.
And apparently that's how cults work. I don't know.
Do you remember somebody shit in the urinal once?
Oh my God.
Somebody shit in the urinal once.
Wait, I think I blocked this out. Why?
I'm a Scorpio. We never forget anything. Horrifying, traumatic, whatever. It's all there.
I block out trauma.
That's healthy. That's healthy.
Yeah.
But yeah, someone shit in the urinal once. I didn't clean it up though. Gilly took one for the team.
Of course Gilly did. Gilly's such...
Shout out to Gilly Nassim, the real
Gilly, one. Gilly, she's the real one. She just doesn't, she's just a boss.
No, she put on gloves and a mask and she went in there and she scooped that turd. I mean, it was one of the most triumphant things I've ever seen. I'm just like, this is a queen right here.
I mean, she is an absolute queen. Yes. I can testify. She is, man, she is the friend you want in your corner.
Exactly.
She kicks
when
so much
shit
ass.
Goes down. She's
literally.
There with the gloves.
She's there. Mm-hmm. She's there. Jackie, we've been through it. We've been through the worst of times. We've been through the worst of times.
We have.
We've seen it all. And I'm so glad you're here on this pod. You are a pod goddess. I think everyone who listens knows, but in case they don't, illuminate us about Natch Butte.
I guarantee you, Mono, that there are people who don't. So I have no problem. I host a podcast just like everybody else. Mine's called Natch Butte and is a beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. And every week I interview someone, whether it's a comedian or a makeup artist, a drag queen, and we discuss self-care, beauty, skincare, anything that makes us feel beautiful, any trends going on, just everything. So it's been really fun.
And you've been doing it, so long.
5 years.
You have a little pod empire.
Yeah.
And it's been so fun to watch it grow. It is, of course, growing. How, and I mean, like, when you started, I remember you were so passionate about vegan products, and now those are, like, the norm, yes, almost.
Yes, everybody now wants clean products, no animal testing, and I've always, not always, I didn't know about it until I started Attribute. The first episode is literally me figuring out that Burt's Bees is owned by Clorox and having a meltdown about it. Just, I'm like, what? Can you imagine bleach and bees? Those two things don't go together, but they do.
Yeah.
So, but
it's
now,
so upsetting.
Yeah, everybody now is aware of things, and that's wonderful. We love to see it. We love awareness, honey. We love
honey.
We love companies being held accountable, honey. We love sustainable products, sweetie. So I try to really highlight that. And we love woman owned. We love minority owned. We love queer owned brands on Attribute.
That's so cool.
Well, it's the least we can do, honestly, is put your money where you want to vote. I call it voting with your wallet. And we go to the store, we blindly buy whatever products we've been buying since we were in high school.
I know.
When there's other options out there that might favor how you believe and what you want to stand up for. And there's so many options. And so we
there's
go over
so
all
many
that.
Options mm-hmm. now. It's
you and
wild.
I have discussed skincare. We went to the same dermatologist.
We sure did.
We got
Jackie
Fitzgerald. Rebecca
Fitzgerald.
And
Rebecca.
Honey, you can't get an appointment with her anymore.
Really?
Oh my God. I've called that office so many times and they're like, she's booked until 2028. And I'm like, okay, Jeez. Bye. Yeah, she's too fancy now.
I dropped off. I lived my Accutane fantasy and then I was like, okay,
same.
I'm gone.
Yeah. But honey, we look how clear we are.
We're clear, baby. We might as well join Scientology because we just went clear.
We are cleared.
Okay. We are.
That was basically my religion was Accutane at the time.
It was tough, but I loved it.
Yes.
It was
the results
good time.
Were worth it. But everyone do your
You've
research.
You've also been there on my drag journey. You were kind enough to like help me and connect me with Edwin mm-hmm. Monson, who's an incredible makeup artist to the stars now.
That's right. Yeah, he does my makeup exclusively at this point.
Ooh, I love him. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. And you have always been, you kick ass, Jackie. You've been such a champion trying to help me find my true color in drag, where you're like, let's find your foundation.
And we did.
We found it.
Yeah,
we found it.
We
but
sure
you know,
did.
You got to hunt when you're like, is it mocha caramel?
That's right.
Is it caramel frap? What is it?
You gotta experiment sometimes.
Yeah, I live. And you're about to be a mom, like literally any second.
Well, I have like 2 months to go, but at this
okay.
point, yeah, you never know. He's fully developed, so
yes,
I hope he continues to cook. But if he happened to make an early entrance, he would probably be fine now.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But I'm hoping,
okay.
I'm trying to manifest a punctual birth.
Yeah.
And because sometimes babies will not come out and then you're 42 weeks and you're giant and just, they have to like basically suction
like
them out.
They don't do that anymore. I was 2 weeks late.
Yeah.
And I don't think they do that anymore.
Well, I'm not being induced. So I
yeah.
will go 2 weeks if I have to, but he's going to be on time.
He's going to be on time.
Yeah.
We're setting that intention.
Yes, we're setting the intention. I'm having a punctual child. He's going to take after me and be 5 minutes early waiting in the car. That's what I do.
Just lightly tapping the horn.
That's right.
Just
looking at my phone, waiting until the minute I'm supposed to be somewhere. And then I leave the car and I go in.
I love it. And okay, so Jackie, I ran into you at our lovely friend Santina's birthday. Found out we're both watching season 14.
Yes.
Now that we're towards the end of this journey, what are your thoughts?
Yeah,
just
in general?
I guess in general. Yeah, we'll go general. Yeah, general big thoughts on season 14.
Well, I feel like I did come up to you and I did immediately start discussing Drag Race with you.
Yes.
Which is what people do with me with beauty products.
Which is friendship. That's what I call friendship.
Oh, it's definitely friendship, but I get texts all day long like, hey, Jackie, can you recommend an oil for my face? So everyone wants to chat beauty with me. Everybody wants to chat mm-hmm. Drag Race with you because it's mm-hmm. your expertise.
I love it.
And I did that. I walked right up to you. And at that point, I believe we were just discussing who our faves were and things like that. But
yes,
in general, I listened to your last week's episode and y'all were discussing how this is truly a bar show. This is a show to be experienced
yeah.
with other people.
Yeah.
I have only watched Drag Race alone / with a husband. And I've had two husbands since I started watching Drag Race. So I have not experienced the communal aspect of the show. I'm sure that completely changes the experience.
Uh-huh.
This season in general hasn't been super, super exciting other than the sing-off. Lollapalooza.
I agree.
One of my favorite episodes I've probably ever seen. It was so fantastic.
It was just, here's what we do. We're doing it at our best. And it really was one fun where like no one shit the bed on any of those performances.
It was so hard to pick who was going to win. And so that was exciting to me, just being like, oh, how's this going to shake out? How's this going to, and Jasmine having to sing so many times. And truly killing it every season.
Yeah. I think that was the peak. And Jasmine didn't lose. Sorry about it. Jasmine, I know you love Jasmine as much as me.
Well, here's why she lost. Because, Mono, you know this as a writer. Mm-hmm. If you bring a sketch to a writer's room and it people laugh, but it doesn't get picked in the show, you bring it back next week, it's not going to get the same laughs because everyone's heard it already. Mm-hmm. She lost because she had to sing so many times. Her novelty got a little just stale. That's the only reason. She killed it every single time, for sure. Yes. But it was just, we've seen her. This new person is shiny. We haven't seen them, you know, do it as many times.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. She was a victim of bringing your sketch back to the room.
You're so right. You're so right. It's that weird thing where like they want the hits from you, but it's very, entertainment's fickle.
Yes.
And sometimes they're like, oh yeah, that was really funny last week, but it won't be funny again. It's like, well then why, this is why 14 episodes of rehearsals is the problem.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. She didn't lose, but I love her. I mean, I can't say enough how much I live for her because she, to me, I don't know. I just, and she also made this reunion a fucking blast.
Yes.
Like she made the reunion. She knows how to do. Someone had to.
I remember last week you called Daya the cunt in the corner or something like that. And that made me laugh so hard. And I'm like,
she's an asshole.
But thank God for her because there wouldn't be any drama if it wasn't for them stepping up and actually making something fun happen.
True.
This has been 100%. RuPaul's best friend race. Like
this has been a best friend race season, which I'm not here for. If I'm being overly, look, I love all these girls individually, but this won't be my favorite season of Drag Race ever.
Yeah.
But I also love the talent.
I think this is a really, really strong group. I also think that everyone has a little bit of Drag Race burnout at this point because there are so many seasons. There are All Stars. There are all the different international seasons.
It's saturated.
I just feel we're not. Yeah, it's saturated, and I feel we're just like everyone's so good now that we're almost just like not wowed.
I know. It's like your bitch. It's like your lip on a Friday night, saturated.
That's right.
Just
popping off.
Popping, glossed, caked,
that's
powdered.
That's right, and it's not coming off. We said it.
Yeah, it's a lot of Drag Race. It's I love it, but it's going to be interesting to see how the market evolves. Are you going to go to... And you're going to have a baby. Are you going to go to... You're not going to go to DragCon.
No, probably going to have a baby. Probably going to skip this one.
Damn, I know. Damn. I just want to be there with you like wig shopping. Just being like, tell me which wig I need. Because
I'm really hoping that my baby is born with amazing hair.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know this. I was sent some newborn photos of me. I had a Cher wig on. I had black... long glossy locks, and I have horrible acid reflux, and apparently that's a sign that your baby's growing hair. So I'm really manifesting just a huge, beautiful, like a crystal method.
Yes.
Like crystal methods,
a
real
little
hair.
Mullet.
Yes. I would love that.
I would live. If she comes out, I mean, if she comes out with a Cher style, just long, straight laid hair, how gorgeous.
Well, I'm having a boy.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we don't know.
But still.
Yeah.
I know, right? Because no matter what, in 5 years' time,
there will be no gender.
Even if you support him, he's going to be like, I'm non-binary, bitch.
Exactly. And I'm going to go, we love to see it, sweetie. Do you want to go
Mom.
To Drag Race?
Shut up.
Let's go to DragCon and pick out some wins.
Yeah, that's really... No, we should be so lucky. I guess we should start this. Let's go ahead and chirp and burp.
Okay.
these looks. I love that they actually gave them a mini runway, because sometimes at the reunions, they don't get to stand up in their outfit.
Show
they're
that
just kinda
outfit.
Like, show us the outfit.
Yeah.
So shoot me straight. If you like it, Jackie, you know you can chirp it.
Okay.
If it's not for you, burp it.
Okay.
So we'll stop and start. First, we've got the lovely, gorgeous June Jambalaya.
I mean, chirp.
Oh my God, so quick. Yeah, it was such a chirp. It's like orange and diamonds and such.
I also really want to discuss the makeup looks as the Natchbeauty representative.
This is so good. This is why we have you here.
Yeah.
How is her beat?
I love it. I have very specific tastes when it comes to makeup, although I do appreciate all the individuality.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, this is quintessential drag look. We have a lifted eye. We have a contoured high cheek, a glossy lip, mm-hmm. a gorgeous brow. So this is gorgeous. I would wear this makeup.
This is good. Yeah, mm-hmm. Her makeup stepped up a little bit. And that happens when you see yourself on
yes.
TV, I'm sure.
Yes. There's a couple others that we'll get to as well.
Ooh. This, I gotta say, is a full chirp. Good for her.
Yes.
I love this.
The color.
The diamond encrusted sleeves. This all works. The hair.
Yes.
Yum. Good
we
job,
love.
Jen. Next, we have the stunning, the perfect, of course, Miss Alisa Hunter.
Yes. This
now, what
is interesting.
It's risky, mm-hmm. this look. It's a little risky.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a statement.
Uh-huh.
Gorgeous uh-huh. makeup.
Gorgeous makeup. Mm-hmm. It's very lavender and
yes.
lake blue.
I mean, the face on that one, the cheekbones are from heaven.
Yes.
It's hard to fuck up when you look perfect. You're a perfect looking human. So
yes.
very, very good job.
Do you think her paint's a little severe?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but do you think it serves her facial structure?
Like I said, when you're that hot, you mm-hmm. really... I think you could have gone more natural, but
right
because this outfit is serving Ice Queen Elsa, you know, Elsa at Coachella realness.
Yes. Let it whole is
feel,
kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like the icy lavendery blue and stuff. It's fun. We love to have a good time with the makeup and it looks great.
She looks good. I would mm-hmm. absolutely chirp this. I also like a headpiece, mm-hmm. a little head jewel can hurt you sometimes if you don't do it well. And I'm here for this. It's also a little bit, it's a little bit, like the cuntiest jester in the Game
uh-huh,
of Thrones.
Yep. A cunty jester. We love that mood. I just think if this is going to get you some camera time, make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
This is the
mm-hmm.
time to wear your headpiece.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Cornbread giving us a reference to Willow Pill's
yes.
entrance look. That doesn't say angle, but ankle.
Yes.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
One of the saddest disappointments of this year so far has been the fact that we lost Cornbread so prematurely in this season.
It was
season.
Horrible.
I was so devastated that we didn't get to see all of her looks, all of the things she was going to serve us. So I'm so appreciative of this look. I also love her super natural makeup.
Yeah,
there's
you're
not
right.
a ton of contour here. It's just, I am gorgeous. This is my face. I have a bold lip and a lash. And
uh-huh.
I honestly love that. It's refreshing.
Yes, it's like a little Trixie Mattel. I mean, in terms of aesthetic,
mm-hmm.
of course, not the makeup because Trixie's severe up in here. It is gorgeous. It's Barbie. It's very Cher Horowitz.
Yes.
And I like her with bigger hair. I gotta say, sometimes
yeah.
she wore smaller hair and I do like the bigger hair.
Yes, this is a Barbie hairdo. It's giving me Palm Springs. It's giving me vintage, my vibe.
Did you have the little Barbie house? Of course you had a little Barbie
house. I had every
house.
Damn Barbie house mono. I had the Barbie condo. I had the Barbie mansion. I had the Corvette. I had the boat. I had it all. That was my
We would
thing.
Have been friends because I used to go to my friend girls' houses just to play with their Barbies. And I remember being mesmerized by
you
the dream
You
want to
know
house.
What a little bitch I was, okay?
Yes.
Before this was before my parents got divorced and my whole life fell apart. I had mm-hmm. my own Barbie room. It was just
really?
A room. It was the whole Barbie village. We called it Barbie Town, my sister and I. Every Barbie had a house. We had those little stackable storage bins and those were the condos. So each Barbie had her own floor, and then we had like the wealthy neighborhood over here with the mansion. I mean, it was a whole setup.
Yes.
So
that's fan fucking tastic. Yeah. Is that still somewhere in an attic?
Oh no,
or something?
It's all, I don't have any of them anymore.
Fuck.
I know.
Fuck.
I know. Well, it's fine. Chart. You know what? We like to release and cleanse.
It's very cleansing to just say, let it go. They're gone.
I don't have a single one.
That's not, honestly, I do love letting go of material bullshit. Just being it's gone.
It's healthy. It's fine. I have my memories.
Yeah, you got the memories and you got your damn health.
Speaking of, this is serving Kesha right here.
This is
Orion's
very Kesha.
Story. Like, I
Kesha
thought,
on The View.
I thought Kesha was coming out for her View appearance.
What? How do I, God, she's such a mystery to me.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm grunting because I don't think I live for this.
Yeah, yeah. It's a choice. I remember at one point, it was early on in the competition, Rue said, "You're so beautiful." And she goes, "I know."
Yeah.
That was so funny. But she really is. Absolutely stunning face.
Yeah.
This makeup isn't serving her beauty, which I think is fun. It's sort of an alt look.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but it's a little closed in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the eyes are a little claustrophobic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That really is Kesha on The View. I mean, that's
exactly. It really, really is. It really is her coming out, pushing that song. Was it like Hallelujah? Mm-hmm. Her big like prayer? I forget what it was called. That song. It's her soft moment. I'm going to burp this. I know it looks good.
I'll burp
good.
It. We can't chirp everything. So
no, we can't. I want more. Okay. Maddie Morphosis.
Okay.
Giving us Shania taint.
We could do a whole episode on my thoughts on Maddie.
Let's go. Get in here. Talk to me.
I will say, we didn't get into my history of Drag Race. I have not watched every season. I started watching semi-late, I would say, but Maddie's makeup was the worst makeup, probably some of the worst makeup I've seen on the show.
Yeah, and I think that's fair.
Challenge where he went home.
Yeah.
That looked like a kid did the Halloween makeup. And maybe that's what he was going for because it was the kind of ragdolly look. But it was when you have these people doing gorgeous beats that take 5 hours and just absolutely stunning. It looked so bad next to it. But
you've seen UCB Drag Race.
Yes. Y'all step your pussy game up, though. I mean.
But I would say even compared to that, I was like, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But this beat.
Somebody took a makeup class.
Yes,
somebody
yes, yes.
Somebody got some help because I was ready to come on here today, Mono, and be like, Maddie's makeup looked busted. But okay, I was shocked when I saw this.
It was, her face is gorgeous.
Yeah.
The look I'm torn on.
You're right. It is serving Shania taint. Should that be my drag name? Because that is
maybe.
So good.
That's kind of you, isn't it?
It's really real. Wait till you see my maternity photos. I did a Shania look. That's all I'll say.
Oh my God. I can't wait.
It's going to be fab.
Bitch, I feel like a woman. I'm living for that.
I'm just going to tell.
Isn't bad.
I'm just going to tell because I know this audience will appreciate it. It's that don't impress me much look, the leopard.
Mm-hmm. But good. I was going to ask.
But I had it made for my belly. So it's like it's a hole. You'll see.
Oh, I
had it
wait.
Custom made, sweetie.
Custom.
And now
darling.
I have the outfit. So I was hoping one of y'all could wear it at Drag Race because.
Oh my God. Yes. The answer is yes. I need
someone else to wear it. It was very expensive.
I need to borrow it. I'm calling in favors. I'm
Basic
done spending money on drag.
Yeah.
No, literally, I will come get that.
Perfect.
100%. If and when you're ready to give it.
I'm ready.
Now, this is tough, though, because this looks pretty good. Is it a chirp or burp?
You know, I'm going to give it a chirp out of just most improved.
You're right.
And I do think the mullet is fun.
Fuck, you're right. It's
He's really country. He's really country, which I am also from the South, so I really respect the white trash culture. And I love the mullet and the denim, and the makeup has gotten way better.
You're right.
I'm really shocked.
You're
happy.
100% right.
Yeah.
100% right. Well, really quick, Jackie. Silence. I feel like taking a break. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door, and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Bring back my break. We're back and we're still chirping and burping these looks from the entrances. So let's keep talking, Carrie Colby.
One of the most gorgeous women I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
She's so, 100%. So beautiful.
I also loved her energy in this reunion. I'll say her energy in this reunion is just so like mama trans.
Yes, I love.
In a wonderful way of like, yeah, girls, catch up. Like in a very supportive way of like, yeah, girls, join the club. Let's go.
If you want to have anybody guide you through such an important journey in your life, yes, this is who I would want to call. So
yeah, it's almost funny. It's almost like she's so iconic. I don't know if Drag Race, she literally needs to be on like a talk show more than Drag Race.
Yes, I completely agree with that.
Yeah, she's amazing. This is gorgeous. This is stunning.
I'm confused.
It's not changing drag.
I'm confused about the hair, the root, the like skunky kind of root.
Is it a little 2008 for you?
I'm splitting hairs, but like I said, she's literally stunning. Her body's insane. This is serving early aughts, like Destiny's Child VMAs.
Yes.
The look, and obviously that's my aesthetic and I'm here for it, but I am confused. See those kind of skunky, streaky roots? Listen, she's more fashionable than I'll ever be, so I'm not going
to
sit here.
It is a chirp, but I do think that's fair to just be like, is that the thing? Is that the thing? She's probably so gorgeous. I know. She's so gorgeous, she likes to experiment with bad choices.
Yes, yes. And I respect it.
This dress, though, it's just like that chocolate stardust look.
I would wear that to homecoming in 2002, honestly.
Oh, my God. I would. Oh, my God. I would love my straight date who I'm taking to homecoming.
That's me.
To wear this.
Yeah.
Yes. Ooh, did you ever go to a prom or a homecoming with a gay kid?
Oh, of course I did. Multiple times. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the way to go.
I agree.
It's the way to go. Just a sexless night of fun. That's the way to do it.
That was high school for me.
Me too. Jasmine Kennedy. Okay, this is important to talk about because she has stepped up her makeup game, and I know you noticed.
I certainly did notice.
Yes.
She doesn't even look like Alyssa Edwards anymore.
I know.
Yeah. So something changed.
It is so soft. She's really softened.
Yeah.
Before she was going really severe.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the softness.
I do too. And you know, it's interesting. Cornbread also softened.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if that's an intentional choice. I have interviewed some trans women on Natchbue who have told mm-hmm. me that they like a softer makeup because they don't want people to assume they're a drag queen.
Totally.
Does that make sense? Like they.
Oh yeah.
So embracing the femininity, the softness, perhaps mm-hmm. maybe that's why. But she looks so gorgeous. The body's insane. Obviously, you know I love pink. Like I would wear that.
I love this. Yes. I think this is gorgeous. I think it's a little unique. It's mm-hmm. cinching her in. We have the frou-frou.
The wig is fun. I love the hairline.
Love the wig.
I loved the front little swivel
this,
of hair.
Fan,
yes.
That is so cool. And that is honestly something that's kind of new in drag for sure.
Yeah.
I live, bitch. It's giving me your, you know, when you have your Oster escalating fan in the window, it's giving that.
Honey, we have a Bob Mackie headpiece?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Serving royal wedding with the headpiece.
Bejeweled hair now is that is on trend.
Yes.
The bejeweled hair, which look gorgeous, but oh my God, as if wigs weren't hard enough. We just made them harder.
Yep. They're very important too.
I know. It's chirp.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
Deja Sky.
Okay. Okay.
You probably couldn't help her. What's up?
Well, listen, I would never criticize a woman of color's makeup. I just wouldn't uh-huh. because I just feel it's not my place. Deja does a very high contrast front mm-hmm. area. And mm-hmm. I was fascinated watching her do her makeup when they show that sequence. Obviously, that sequence on the show is so fun for me as a makeup enthusiast.
Mm-hmm.
She puts on powder white makeup.
Yeah.
And then she does her color correcting around her beard area that's more of an orange. So this really, really high contrast white in the front makeup, it's definitely uh-huh. a statement.
You feel like it might wash her out a little bit?
Well, again, I don't want to criticize.
Okay.
This is definitely a very different look than mm-hmm. I would say all the other queens of this season, for sure.
Yeah.
It's a look.
It's akin to a Mohart.
Mm-hmm.
Mohart, but I think Mohart has softened that stark contrast she used to do a mm-hmm, little bit. Mm-hmm. She's kind of, yeah.
But I will say this, Deja's confidence
I love her.
Absolutely palpable. When she was walking those dogs during Moulin Rouge.
Yes.
I was like, this is the best moment. One of my favorite moments of the season was her walking those pit crew members.
She's one of these people that's like she's so powerful. She almost she doesn't take as much focus as she could.
Yes.
And that's the confidence.
You don't need to be the loudest queen in the room. You don't need to cause drama.
I also have to say, I met her last night, and this bitch is the nicest, coolest person you've ever met.
Yeah. We love. Do we think Miss Congeniality? Do we think maybe?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
I think so. She's just effortless and like, even when she shits the bed, she's laughing at herself.
That's what I'm saying. If you have confidence, you can sell anything.
Yeah, I am going to chirp this overall look because it's giving me Ursula's sister. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yes, Sam. The wig is fabulous as well. Okay,
Georgia.
I love Georgia so much. Like,
talk to me.
I would have put her in the top. I would have.
Yeah.
I would have maybe even let her win. I think she's so much funnier than she thinks she is. I think she's a star.
Right. Well, she needs someone like you because you understand, you know how to like unlock someone's true frequency.
Well, I also know she's so young. Imagine her in 5 years. It's mm-hmm. she's going to just burn the ground, but her lip syncs. Mono, I have, again, haven't watched every season. Do you feel she's one of the top lip syncers that's ever been on the show?
I mean, I do. Yeah. I think I would put her in the top five or six, you know, for sure. That's, yes. So that is a huge statement with so many girls.
Yes.
She's incredible. And she's so fun to watch. I genuinely enjoy her brand of I'm stupid.
No, like, I love, like, there's so much potential here for her to become a huge personality. Red carpet personality.
Absolutely.
Interviewer, commentator, host. I think she is so fun.
She has some Vanjie energy, like, in terms of that. Like, Vanjie kind of owned her, like, lack of knowledge of, like, book smart things. And I feel like Georges just needs to dial into that power a little bit more.
I'm telling you, during some of the challenges when she would start over and kind of stumble, I was just like, girl, you're so funny and so effervescent and you don't need to be so worried. You got to just let loose. I think she's going to find it and be one of the biggest queens in the world. I'm obsessed with Georges.
Yeah. I mean, well, let's talk about this look because it's very Leanne Shablimes. It's very.
You're so good at names.
Oh my God, I'm so dumb. Do you live for this? I know you live for this. How Midnight Cowboy.
How do I live without this? Okay. How do I live? It's so good. It's serving us
very Texas
leather cowboy.
Yes.
A little Selena. It's just
Barry.
Yes.
And when I love her stupid gloves, like even her glove
it's
is
so
like
good.
It's a specific glove elevates a look.
I agree. And we have a glove, a cowboy hat, a thick gold, and then these gladiator heels. I would have never put this together, but I trust her implicitly.
Straps. It's just straps, and she knows she can pull it off.
Straps. Gorgeous makeup. I love her. I want her to come over and hang out.
I agree. Okay, next we have our top five. Angeria.
I think
purple pageant.
Honey, she's serving us. She's serving purple fantasy. I think of all the queens this season, Angeria is my favorite makeup.
Oh, that's good to know. Okay.
I just love, I mean, the nose contour is incredible. Her real nose looks nothing like that. It is absolute wizardry. The plastic surgery going on with this contour. I love her eye makeup because I don't know if anybody knows how difficult it is to blend a really bold purple look like that. She has blended it to perfection. Look how gorgeous.
I love. Oh, so quick, these little mini
runways.
She's incredible. I love her. She's one too. I mean, that's my only critique of her is like, be more powerful.
Yes, I just
love her so much. I'm like, I feel like you can own your power more, but.
Well, she serves old school pageant so well, but she's so funny that I'm like, if
so
she
funny.
She just loosened up a little more. I mean, she did loosen up like remember those titties flopping and her being like, you an ugly bitch. Like that was
such a high
iconic moment. Yeah.
Expecting a little more comedy than after that.
Yes.
That was a high for her,
but I love her. I love her accent and she's gorge.
Yeah. She's fucking great. This is a chirp.
Chirp, honey.
Do you think that's faux or real fur?
I would hope faux. I would hope.
My God, I'm going to guess faux.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess faux.
Yeah.
It's a chirp. Okay. I actually love this Bosco look.
Okay. I'm glad you do.
Okay. No, I'm glad. This is good that we disagree. This, like, she is a literal chain chomp
Mario. It came in like a wrecking ball, honey.
It is. I mean, yeah, she is giving. Oh, it's a little bit. There's a little bit of bone. It's a little bit bedrock. It's a little bit Flint Towers. I like it. Tell me why you're not living.
No, I appreciate the artistic statement. It's different. It's fun.
What do you
think? It's just. I don't know. I like a little more razzle dazzle. Does that make sense?
Yeah. You feel it's a little bit more.
I mean, Angeria.
Dog collar.
Angeria just came out in that head to toe purple bling fantasy, and then we have I got attacked on Super Mario 3. It's that's what makes them different.
That's what makes them different. Is she holding a damn bone? It's a bone.
This is interesting. I will say, Bosco's my second favorite makeup of the season.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
I love her eyebrow, her signature.
Love the signature eyebrow.
I love it. And she's so, when I started watching this show, her first look, my husband, my second husband was like, that looks just like my ex-girlfriend. He was like, that looks just funny. Like my college girlfriend. And I was like,
God,
oh,
I hope it was Bosco.
I know, me too.
He dated Bosco.
I know. I would be so honored. But I love her makeup. This hair, you know, listen, she made a statement that reflects her and her individuality, but I'm going to burp because we can't chirp everybody. So I'm going to burp.
Yeah. I'm going to chirp. It's giving me my bow, wow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay fantasy. Mm-hmm. I'm here for it. Yeah. As a
you know, the Janet Jackson video Gravel Pit.
Yes.
It's giving Gravel Pit.
It's giving. Yeah. It's very that.
Yeah.
How about Diabetti? I thought she looked I think this is one of the best looks she's done in the whole season, personally.
This is serving grandmama. It's serving finish your vegetables. It's serving visiting grandma. But like an opulent grandma.
You're right. It's giving platinum girls a little bit.
Yes, exactly. You're so good. I love all your names. Yes.
It is.
Platinum
thank
girls.
Thank you for being a bitch because you made this season fun.
100%. 100%.
I do like this look, I gotta say. And I don't usually love this small of a wig, but this is B. Arthur. I am here for it.
She's leaning into the villain role with this look.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. She's kind of giving Cinderella's mom.
Yes, but even just this coming out she's coming out right now and she's twisting her mouth and raising her brows, just being like, yes, I am the bitch of the season, honey.
Thank you.
And we love a branding.
We love the branding. I will chirp this. It works for me. I like the detailing. I like
And I also love, I'm a tall person myself. Uh-huh. We love to see a tall queen say, fuck it, I'm going to be even taller. I love that and respect that so much because isn't Daya 6'3"?
I think so.
So with these giant shoes, she's probably 6'8".
Yeah, she's hitting the doorway.
And I love that energy as a tall woman.
And her makeup is good. Do you think her makeup is pretty good?
Yeah, her makeup has been really interesting this season because they kept reading her for looking like Crystal Method and she completely said, fuck y'all, I'm not Crystal Method and stopped doing the Crystal Method lip and eye.
Yeah.
And has found a new style for herself. And
she really has.
So she's a very talented artist.
I lived for the in-eye diamonds. I was like, that's a cute touch.
Yes, and I love the super, super white underneath.
Yeah, so cute. Okay, Lady Camden.
Yes.
She's had pretty, do you think her makeup's been pretty consistently good this season?
Yes.
Yeah.
She's good.
It's good. It's very frosty. Not a bad thing, but she goes like really stark, almost like.
Yes.
Just like canvas.
Yes.
I would chirp this. I like this look. I like the head jewelry. It looks reminiscent of her look from kind of last week, but I would overall chirp this.
I chirp. It's fun. We love the dangly, what would you call that? They're not pants. They're, it's like a belly chain for your legs.
Yeah.
A leg chain.
Yeah.
I think it's fun. I'd wear that.
It's fun. Her look last week was better, which is like, that's not a con on this one, but this is good. This is a chirp.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Willow Pill. What the fuck? Willow Pill is wearing, the old school, when your TV, you know, when your the TV color line, like TV testing, she's kind of giving these color stripes in a sort of 60s mod look. What do you think?
You know what? I don't know why this is reminding me of Angelica's doll on Rugrats, Cynthia.
Yes.
Willow would kill that look, by the way. Like,
yes.
It's giving me Cynthia. I love Willow. I think Willow's probably my favorite queen.
Yeah, she's who I want to win.
Same. That's who I want to win as well. So I'm obsessed. Obviously, I think she's had a little work done since the show.
Yes.
Looking a little
cheeks.
Looking a little fuller.
A little juicier everywhere.
But I find her so refreshing and silly and weird and fun. And it's hard at this point in the game to be intrigued by a queen because I feel like it's so easy to just categorize people as, oh, you're kind of the goth queen. You're this queen. She's just so different and fun.
She does a great job changing it up every week. Mm-hmm. Just being like, you don't know what I'm going to do.
Yes.
It's going to be weird.
Yes.
I love her. She's my win, my pick to win for many reasons, but one of them being that, like, her story is complete.
Yes. Yes.
Her story's done. I don't need to see her on, I mean, I would love to see her on All Stars, but I don't think I need to see her on All Stars.
Yes. I just love her and I want her to thrive in life.
Same. Same. She's on such a great journey. I mean, a beautiful journey of being trans, living with disability.
Has been so outspoken and soft about what she's going through in her illness and just in such an eloquent way. And I just, and she's so funny. That opening episode where with the bathtub, I was like, I've never seen any, and you and I have, we've been at a lot of midnight comedy shows with four people in the audience.
But that's what it gave. Gave midnight comedy.
And it was just like, I was like, this could have been put up at Not Too Shabby.
Absolutely.
And that is an Inside Baseball reference that a lot of people aren't going to get, but it's a show at UCB that took place at like 1 a.m. when we were all 23 and like
experimental comedy. And,
but I was just, I was on from that moment on. I said, I ship this as.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need more of that in the Drag Race done.
I agree.
Need to push the comedy conversation
past. And the absurdity
past.
And just the risk and just.
And push it past like the gay comedy, which is so like tops, bottoms, wieners, holes. We need to push it a little further.
I do love a hole in a wiener reference, but
I do.
Yeah.
You look, there's nothing funnier than the fact that we have holes
and we put things in them.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it is great. And I could talk about that all day, but.
I mean, it also is so crazy that, and I'll say, I don't know who did it first, ancient Greeks put it on vases for everyone to watch, but they were like, I think I can fit that dick in my ass.
Yeah,
like,
somebody had to figure it out.
Like, what? Wait, where you shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Hold up. I think I can fit it in there. And you're like, no, I'm serious. I think it'll be cool.
This was caveman shit, Mono. I think that was figured out way before the Greeks.
No, you're right, because assholes are like a target.
Yes.
Cheeks and a hole are just a big old bullseye, and there's no way cavemen could avoid that.
Yeah, I bet somebody was bent over cleaning a bison tusk or something, and somebody said, huh.
Uh-huh.
Huh. Oh, that looks interesting.
What's happening to my... You know, weird, the weird
the
worm
front.
On my body. Yeah. Okay, we're going to get into the drama of this real quick. But first, silence. I need to take another break. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try, because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go, visit betterhelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Bring back my break. I'm here. Back with the gorgeous Jackie Johnson. We're going to talk this reunion. Lot of Rue caps in this reunion. Mm-hmm, lots mm-hmm. of, yeah, we were here for this already.
Yep.
But one of the more fun things was the Jasmine v. Diabetti fight.
Yes.
Which I think was a highlight of this episode. What do you think?
100%. I respect so deeply that Dia blatantly doesn't like Jasmine.
Yeah.
I just feel, again, I'm a Scorpio, and all these bitches on here, uh-huh. they want to be liked. And I, of course, I'm the same. I would be doing the same thing. But yeah. Dia said, I'm going to show my face. I'm going to show that I'm annoyed. I'm going to show that I think this is stupid. And,
yeah.
And I respect that.
Yeah, no, truly, I'm here for it. It's like, I like an asshole. I'm friends with some assholes, and it's not a bad thing, but the fact you are an asshole, and like, if you can own that, all the better. Could she do it with a little more humor? Probably.
Yeah.
But
she doesn't really have humor.
No.
You know, like I hate that the editing worked on me, but it did. I just don't really like Dia that much.
Yeah, it worked. Like, they tricked us.
And that's why she cried at this reunion, because she was like, oh, nobody likes me and I'm getting hate and stuff, which if someone's sending internet hate to a stranger, they're the one with the problem, first of all. Get your life together. This is a television show.
Guys, this is a television show.
This
get
was,
your fucking
this
act
was
together.
Edited to look this way. She's a character on a show, as they say on Las Culturistas, the villain edit. She got
yes.
the villain edit. And
absolutely.
And I'm sure she's a nice person and a good person, but she got made into the villain of the show because we
That's
needed
how this
something.
Works.
Yes.
This is how story works. Imagine watching Friends and then messaging
right.
fucking
right.
Ursula.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like messaging fucking Julie, who they made a villain for somehow.
Poor Julie. Yeah.
Poor
she
Julie.
She did nothing wrong.
I mean, imagine messaging that person and being like, I don't like you and you're
yeah.
mean. And you're like,
oh,
are you talking about the TV show I was on, baby?
Well, do you remember is Brooke Shields' character was crazy and thought that, thought that
Didn't
Joey
they make
was-
her a hoarder or something?
Well, no, that is Rebecca Romaine. I just
you,
rewatched
you
the
friends
show.
Has,
yeah.
You friends her story and I live.
Yes, I have
Wait,
a
what
friend.
Did they do with Homegirl?
Brooke Shields was a woman with a little bit of a mental illness who thought that Dr. Draker Morey was really a doctor.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's literally what we're discussing. She would be in the DMs.
She would be in the DMs.
Yeah.
Girls, get a grip. Get a grip.
Get a yeah. grip, hon. Yeah.
This is a fun, stupid thing. And I do like that, you know, look, these girls are having careers after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Go support them.
Yes.
And if you are actually mad about something, send one of them coins on Venmo or Cash App. Like, if
yes.
you're mad about someone getting eliminated,
Go support the queen you like.
Yes.
That's it.
Great note. Buy their merch, buy their t-shirts.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Great note, Mono.
You know, why the fuck not? So we're, let's see, some of the highlights that we already know about. Cornbread loving herself and, mm-hmm. and her family coming to her side in her trans journey. Mm-hmm. That was gorgeous.
Yes.
We live for that. Everyone wants to see more of Alyssa Hunter's dick. Everyone mm-hmm. says it's quite the bird.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Good for her.
Yep.
Good for her. What a treat. What a treat. What else? Of course, we had that iconic fight. Maddie Morphosis talks about how drag is for the is not. It is a queer art form, mm-hmm. and you need to educate yourself if you're going to enter into it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Loved that.
Mm-hmm.
I did think she was, I think she's fun and funny. I mean, I don't need to see more straight contestants on the show.
Yeah.
But I just kept thinking about,
I mean, this is again an inside baseball reference, but a lot of your audience is familiar with the lore of like the alt comedy world. And I kept thinking of Dave Tooney. And I was like, what if Dave Tooney was on Drag Race? Because at one point, one of the UCB shows that I saw that you were on, he played like a witch. Do you remember that?
He did our drag show.
Yes.
And it was, and he did it as a witch.
Yeah. And it was so funny, but that's all I keep thinking. I'm just like, any of the comedy guys in LA that I know, these straight comedy guys that mm-hmm. participate in the improv comedy world could mm-hmm. essentially now be on Drag Race is what this is saying to me. And I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
I know. It's like, I'm here for the contribution and I'm here for, I'm here for comedians expressing themselves and like appreciating our spaces. Mm-hmm. Like literally someone as amazing as Dave Tooney did nothing but be like, I want to participate and support you. Mm-hmm. And it was perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm here for that, but we don't need to oversaturate this queer space.
Yeah. You know, I, as a straight woman, try to really respect queer spaces. And so when I go to drag shows, I tip well, I don't go in the front. You know, these are all things that like straight person etiquette in queer spaces.
Straight person etiquette.
And this has come up on Nat Tribute as well. I remember when I had Meatball on, who we love. Meatball. Ugh. I was like, Meatball, how can the straight community support the drag community more? And she said, tip queens and support local drag.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, we can sit here and talk shit about Drag Race, but if you truly are into drag, go out into your community and tip your local queens. And I was like, what a great tip.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yeah, go watch local drag because I really love local drag.
Oh, yeah.
I think I honestly prefer it to like the big shows at the big theaters because it's easy, it's accessible, you see people taking risks.
People are doing fun shit too.
And that's so our background at UCB is like, we like seeing people even when it's not that good.
Yes.
I genuinely enjoy seeing artists try stuff.
Yes, same.
Yeah, it's the best. What other big highlights happen in this damn reunion, Jackie?
Well, we could talk about the Saltine debacle.
Let's talk about the Saltine debacle.
Okay, I have thoughts.
Talk, start
this
me
is,
off.
My first thought is, hey, Drag Race, I know you're listening and you listen to Drag Her.
Hey, Drag
can
Race.
Can y'all hire some new vocalists for these lip syncs? I am so over whoever is singing all these vocals and doing all the voice. I'm like, I just want a new, fresh take.
That's a really good,
I'm
that is so,
so
weird that like.
Sick of it.
Across Rusicles, you're like, oh, I've heard that voice already.
Yes. And I think that the female voice is most likely a writer or someone involved. And so it's your right to, but like get a fresh vocal. I can't hear that. I can't hear that again.
I know. I can't hear that same like. Kardashians, the musical.
That's what I'm referring
same,
to.
The same thing.
That I can't take it anymore. It takes away from the individuality of the queen that is doing the lip sync because I'm like, we know them so well and they're now changing themselves to fit this voice. And I'm, listen, I am a singer, so I'm putting it out there. Okay.
Jackie, put it out there.
I want more of a pop vocal as opposed to a kind of more operatic Broadway vocal.
I agree. I'm a little done with the Broadway.
I feel like I just feel like it does a disservice to the acting and the actual queens on the stage. It's getting stale, honey. It's been
also
14 damn seasons. Get a new vocalist.
How many times have they done this outro where it's like, bum, ba, ba, bum, ba, the bennet, bennet,
I'm done. We need to freshen up. Get Bonnie McKee. Get some Justin Tranter. Get Justin Tranter. Get some like pop writers in there.
You're friends with one of the world's best songwriters, Bonnie McKee.
And she's not cheap, but like your guest said last week, there's a lot of damn commercials on the show, okay?
There is.
So they've got the funds. Get a Cash App sponsor, whatever. Get a new damn producer. Get some vocals.
Imagine if they got Bonnie. And if you don't know, Bonnie has written many of America's greatest pop songs, including many Katy Perry's.
Yes. She's written like 10 number ones. Songs. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Imagine if Bonnie McKee wrote one song for Drag Race.
I mean, we? And you know, she would do it if you get the check.
Give her a damn check.
Get that check out. Sponsored by Uber, whatever it is.
I mean, but here's the thing. And this is what I respect about them is they're making money on every side of this.
Oh, no. And I'm fine with that. It's fabulous.
The TikTok, new House of Love cocktails.
Yeah, yeah. Honey.
I live.
This is how you pay the bills and we respect it.
Yes.
So just add another TikTok or add another Tic Tac ad in there and get Bonnie, get Justin Tranter. There's a million other writers. Get Troye Sivan. I don't know who. Just get somebody in there to write a new song and lay a new vocal. You'll make your
money on the Spotify's or some shit. Yes.
I mean, that song would generate a lot of money because it would actually be good.
Bitch. I agree. So we have more. Jasmine's crying again. I forget why she's crying the second time.
I want to know her sign and I want to know Daya's sign because I feel Daya might be a Scorpio like me. Jasmine's definitely a water sign because we love a cry.
I'm gonna find. In fact, I'm gonna find out right now and see.
There's
Daya Betty's birthday.
Trusting that the internet knows.
Okay. It says February 19th. What is that?
You know what is that? It's what's between Aquarius and Pisces, I think.
Oh. Interesting. And it looks like Jasmine Kennedy is May 22nd. What is that? What is that?
Is that Aries? Taurus. Listen, I'm showing how straight I am right now, not knowing these signs. Hold on.
I don't know. I don't know anything about the signs.
February 29th, you said, was Dias?
19th. First one was February 19th.
Okay, we're going to just
that might be
sure.
Aquarius.
Well, I love Aquariuses.
I do too. I get along quite well with them, quite frankly.
Wow. Okay. So that's the first day of Pisces.
Ooh, that makes more sense.
On the cusp of Aquarius. So very interesting. I love Pisces. A lot of my best friends are Pisces, but they are a lot.
I get that.
They're a lot.
I get that.
They're a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. A whole handful.
They're a handful. And I'm as a triple Scorpio, I can say that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Bitch. Okay. And apparently Jasmine Kennedy was.
Oh wait, what was it again? May
22nd.
Okay. Listen. We want to be accurate here,
cards.
Mono.
We're getting their cards together.
Gemini.
Cards together.
So my baby's gonna be a Gemini. So
real back and forth.
That fits Jasmine because you kind of never know what you're gonna get with a Gemini. They're gonna wake up one side of the bed and be a totally different vibe.
Yeah, no, truly.
So that's why the crying on the turn like that.
It is messy. It is messy, but they can be very good.
Yes.
You know who's a great Gemini who I love with my whole heart? Betsy Sidaro.
Oh, yeah. If my baby's like Betsy, I'd be
exactly,
so thrilled. Yeah.
Exactly. But, and like, she's honest about it, but when Betsy's in a bad mood, in a bad mood.
Do not get on Betsy's bad side. I've only seen it come out a couple times, but.
You'll get eviscerated.
Oh, yeah. It was powerful.
It's really powerful.
Yes.
So, good news is that Mattie Morpheus's horrible patchwork dress gets the Golden Boot Award. Mm-hmm. The worst look of the season.
Yep.
I agree.
Yeah, it was horrific. The makeup was really bad. And
awful.
I just love that Maddie owned that. Because again, it's to get nominated, to be recognized is good and fun. So I love how he was excited about that.
Yeah, that was that. I was here for that, and it felt right. It felt good. It felt like a good cap on our straight contestants' mm-hmm. involvement. Yep. To be like, and you did have the worst
pretty
look.
Pretty much sums it up. Yeah.
In fact, they could have picked a couple of his looks.
Yes, I agree. I was like, the makeup was not good.
No.
And I remember texting Edwin and being like, how do we help Maddie? Because the makeup is not good. And again, it probably would be good, but you're competing next to Angeria. You're competing next to just absolute artists of makeup.
Icons.
So next to them, it's just not going to be cute.
It was not cute, and it's also one of the greatest lies of this season, and there's a lot, but one of the greatest lies is that she won the lip sync against her and June Jambalaya.
Yeah.
Now, I know June Jambalaya's outfit exploded everywhere, mm-hmm. but Maddie Morphosis did not win that lip sync.
No, I think that was, again, everyone listening to this probably knows that reality television is pretty fake. I think that was, we have to keep the straight person around longer because it's crazy that they're here.
It's better story.
Yes.
It's better story.
Yes.
Yeah, 1,000,000,000%. And I do love that, you know, now we get some reading from the girls. Mm-hmm. The girls who weren't there for the reading challenge get to read some pretty fun ones. Mm-hmm. Orion's story, like I said earlier in this pod, what a mystery.
Mystery.
That's not a compliment.
Yeah.
I should know what you're serving by the time mm-hmm. of the finale.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what this queen serves.
Still figuring out her footing and her vibe and her brand, because a strong brand at this point is necessary.
Yes.
And still figuring it out. Like you said, this is Kesha on The View. That is not what she served on the show.
No.
So there's a disconnect for sure.
There's a big disconnect here. She can't get her readout. It's terrible. Rue asked, would you like to try that again? And she's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
It's like, you're on TV.
I know, but it's stressful to be mean.
It's stressful.
Yeah. I try to always give the queens grace. I know we're literally on a show
right
now.
You're being kind.
Where we're critiquing various elements. But I'm telling you, Snatch Game, y'all, how hard.
It's very hard.
I mean, how could you even, you're expected to look perfect, have perfect heels, makeup, hair, clothes, be funny, everything you say be wonderful and hilarious. Like, it's a lot. And
it's a kind of comedy. We know amazing comedians who might not thrive in that format.
Yeah. I mean, I always think, like, who would I even be if I was on Snatch Game? It's something that I think about way too often.
God, that's a good question.
Do you know who you would be?
Well, I think I would probably do Lisa Kudrow. I think, but I was like as Valerie Cherish.
Okay,
I would kind of channel Valerie Cherish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would do a great Blanche Devereaux, don't you think?
Yeah, but that's,
channels the South.
But that is Rue. You know, that's
it's a tall order.
Yeah. I was thinking I would do Matthew McConaughey.
See, no, you're right. That's genius. Like, that's genius.
I've been thinking a lot about who I would do, and I don't know, Samantha Jones. Like, there's so many.
I think Matthew McConaughey is so unexpected.
Right.
Like, that, when you said that, that really excited my brain.
Yeah, okay, good. I thought of that in the shower earlier. I could get bongos out. I mean, there's so many things.
You know what else I would, you got to do the bongos. You can also have just pull out a steering wheel.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like, the Lincoln Navigator is
there's so many catchphrases and just.
Yeah. Also, I would strongly consider just someone who's cuckoo cuckoo, like Jennifer Tilly. Mm-hmm. I love Jennifer Tilly. And that's like, it's free because you can say anything absurd and you're like, yeah, I think Jennifer Tilly would do that.
Yep. I love a Tilly.
Love Tilly.
We love a Tilly.
This is my Jennifer Tilly.
But I do need a deep voiced queen, like a Sissy Spacek or something like.
Ooh,
you know, that might be fun too. I don't know, but these are things, Mono, we have to think about and be ready.
We're gonna be ready when the call comes.
Well, I'm gonna get a call now about the songs, the vocals.
I can't wait. And I'll go ahead and plug this now because you know our Bad Drag Race show is returning. So I'm going ahead and plug it.
Yes.
May 20th, 10 p.m., Dynasty Typewriter. Tickets aren't live yet, but holy shit, when they go live.
I cannot wait.
you got to jump on it because the show sells out.
I'm going to be crowning at that show. My baby will be due very soon after that. And
oh,
I'm like,
shit.
I said, I am coming. Even if I'm in the audience laboring, I will be there.
Well, that'd be the greatest. That'll be the gag of the night.
Oh, yeah.
We're like, she's delivering her baby. Work, bitch.
That's
work.
Right. I'll come on the stage. I'll do a shablam and the baby will shoot out.
I live. Jackie. This finale format's going to be a little different. I'm curious to see what that means. It says five of them are going to do one-off performances and then the top two will lip sync. Interesting.
You know, Mono, I texted you when you asked me to do this and I was like, really? There's five? And you were like, save it.
And oh, let's talk about that.
Listen, I get it because it's been a very even-keeled season, meaning there haven't been a ton of like, wow, this person is completely superior to everyone else in every way. It's just everyone's really strong. And I understand how difficult it is to make this decision, but keeping five of them around is insane. It's insane.
Thank you for saying the truth. It's insane.
No, it really is. You have your RuPaul make some damn cuts. This is what you do. This is the point of the show. I mean, what's next? A top 10 next year?
We can't do this anymore.
No.
This season had seven non-elimination episodes.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
No.
It takes the stakes away and makes the girls less anxious because they're like, oh, whatever. I don't care. Right. I'm hanging out. And yes, the top five strips us of some stakes. I think they know how long that finale hour is. So they're just like, it'll help us fill those times and sell those commercial breaks.
Right. That's right. Sell the Tic Tacs.
Because do you remember last year? They always have something that's completely unnecessary. Like last year they had the, what was it? A fucking Liza Minnelli, Judy Garland homage where the top four girls are singing in a theater. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
You know, one of the best finales was the quarantine one. Remember when they were like all in their own apartments? And stuff? I was like, this is interesting. And
I like they pulled it off.
Yeah, it was fun.
And I will say that season 9's finale, obviously the one with Sasha Velour. Have you seen that yet?
No.
You need to watch it.
Okay, because I started watching season 11.
Oh.
I know.
Ooh.
I know. So I've missed a lot. I know.
That's okay. No, it's not a big deal. I only say because season 11 is considered one of the less strong seasons, but I leave that up to your judgment.
Interesting.
It's just in the fandom, it's considered a less strong season, but I know.
Well,
that's
where I started. I had seen all the All-Stars because that was all that was available to like purchase on Amazon Prime at the time. And then I started watching season 11 live with
Can you believe how fun All-Stars 2 is?
So
did you
fun.
Watch All-Stars 2?
Oh, yeah, incredible.
So fun.
Great.
Perfect.
It was fun to meet all these other queens, too, like all the icon queens in that context.
Yeah, it's stacked that season. And you get all the backstory. You get all the, like, okay,
you
she hates her.
You get the clips, and But it's no, fun. I'll have to check that out.
We'll check it out. But why I bring that up is the finale's 42 minutes, and it's thrilling. It clips along. We get to the finish quickly. Now, unfortunately, these finales are a whole hour or hour and a half with commercials. And it's harder. It's just a little harder to fill
it's
the time.
It's harder. It already is long. The show is long now with all the commercials and things. So
it's long. But I always thought I would want longer episodes, but now that long episodes are the norm,
right?
I don't know if I live.
I know, and I don't live for a top five. I don't.
Mm-mm. And Untucked was a snore this season.
You know what? I don't watch Untucked.
It's, oh my God, it was a snore. There was like two highlights.
There's nothing. That's what, for me, first of all, if the show wasn't so long, I might watch it. I don't have a lot of time. You know, I'm growing a human being in my uterus. There's a lot going on, but I just feel like something that is big and fun, they will reveal in the main show. So I don't ever miss anything.
Yes. Yeah, you won't. Exactly. They always give you the snippet in the show. Like, oh, this happened. It's like, okay, great.
Right.
I don't need to watch it then.
I can't believe there's a top five. It just feels, it robs the audience of the suspense.
Yes.
And rooting for five different queens, like, it's,
it just splits the vote in a way that's, it splits the vote in a way that doesn't make you even, like, it doesn't make you feel like you have power when there's five finalists. You know,
I hate it.
As opposed to, like, when there's four or three, four is already a lot, you feel this, like, you really get to pick a flavor.
Three,
you know what I mean?
It needs to be the three.
I agree. Three is more than enough.
Let's take a page out of Tyra, like Next Top Model.
In fact, next year, two.
There you go.
Just go top two.
Honestly, fine with me. That's American Idol.
Like, right? It's like an election year then. Then yes. It's like there's it's this or that.
Donkey
and there's no
elephant.
In between.
Donkey elephant. Yes.
Okay, Jackie, how can we support you? Because you are so fun. Remind us where we can consume your pods and everything else.
Okay, so my baby registry is I'm just kidding. Nobody look up my baby registry.
I wouldn't be mad.
No, it's blocked. I don't want anybody finding my address because y'all can be intense, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm kidding. Don't buy me anything. But I'm Jackie Michelle Johnson on Instagram, and you can follow Natribute wherever you podcast. We have a new episode every Thursday. And also, I'm about to go on maternity leave. And while I'm gone, a lot of other past guests are going to be filling in as guest hosts.
That's fun.
Like Lauren Lapkus is going to do an episode as characters. And like, there's going to be all these fun episodes.
Oh, that's fun.
It would be a great time for you to join the show and get in there and listen to all 300 past episodes.
I love the history.
Yeah, we have so many past guests and fun
go
stuff.
Give Jackie a review on Apple Podcasts.
I'll take that. They're getting a little stale, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Because I never remind anyone. Give Mono a review too, please.
Thank you. I mean, they help. They just help. They help our visibility in those podcast apps. And if you like Drag Her Podcast, follow us on Instagram. Give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast reviews. I'll try to pull one up really quickly.
Okay, yeah.
Because they're so fun to hear. You know, even if you don't live for it.
I know. The bad ones are also fun. And they help too. So
they help.
Mm-hmm.
They help. And this one. Positive from Taint Misbehavin.
Okay.
5 stars. Love the pod, but please don't talk about the end of the world when I just want to numb my brain with drag content.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
Thank you.
That's a fair point.
Thank you, Taint Misbehavin. That's a fair point.
I completely get that. And I feel the same way about Natribute. I'm like, we're trying to turn our brain off for an hour, please.
Keep it light, baby.
Keep it tight and light. Shania Taint, honey.
What a mic drop. Jackie, I fucking love you. Thank you for doing this. Well, till next week, till our finale, let the music play.
That was a HeadGum Original.